Great to be talking football now once again, and we're welcoming back Stephen Cummings. Steve Cummings, the football coach, head coach at Saugus High School. And Steve, welcome back. How are you?
It's great to be back. You know, it's good to be back playing fall football. So,
yeah.
You know, things are finally starting to feel a little bit normal.
You know, I'm looking back over some of the stuff that went on, I want to say last year, but it was a couple of months ago. And you guys, with a few seniors, you had about a dozen seniors, I guess. You guys had a pretty much up and down season, but you had some real highlights that I'm sure you can get your kids to sort of carry over into the fall sports. But I think my first question is, how was the off season, such as it was, being so short in terms of training, weightlifting, getting the kids out to programs and stuff like that? What kind of adjustments did you have to make?
Well, I mean, with the short off season, there was some good and some bad. You know, the good that we noticed immediately was, you know, we just stopped playing in late April. So our returning players were a lot further ahead playbook-wise when we first got to camp. You know, it was a little bit fresher in their memory. You know, so that helped a little bit, but in terms of, you know, we're in the process of, you know, moving into a new facility. We have a brand new building. So we didn't really have access to a traditional weight room, for our off season. So a lot of kids were kind of lifting on their own, and then we were doing stuff down at the field, really putting together whatever we could for weights and training and however we could handle that. So it was a little bit of a mess, but, you know, we were able to make the most out of it. You know, a lot of guys were able to get, you know, work in for 4 months. But the other part of it was, you know, you get these younger kids who really could have benefited from a, you know, a full 9 month off season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like last year's freshmen, you know, the sophomores now, but not having the chance to get that extra 5 months of work in is, you know, it's shown a little bit. But, you know, it's like you said, with anything, there's some upside, there's some downside. You know, but overall, I think our kids came into camp this year in pretty good shape. I think we're further ahead with our install offensively, you know, heading into our game scrimmage than we've ever been. So, you know, you got to take the good with the bad and stuff like that.
Did you get a chance to talk to any of your colleagues, any of your coaches in the NEC during the summer, and just talk over about, you know, how things went, how things are looking, the new playoff schedule and all that kind of thing? Did you guys get a chance to meet or talk?
So we were in a 7-on-7 passing league over in Billerica. Not really a lot of other NEC teams there, but being able to play with teams like Burlington, Wilmington, Andover, Billerica,
wow,
Arlington Catholic. I mean, it was a really good experience for our guys to be able to go there and play with teams like that. You know, Tewksbury was there. Having an opportunity to talk with some coaches like Brian Elwood, you know, Dwayne Sigsbury, and,
mm-hmm,
you know, guys like that. But, you know, it's nice to be able to have, you know, a coaching community of people that you can, you know, go to with questions about stuff and kind of see how they're running stuff. And it's, you know, we had a very beneficial off season with that. We also played a tournament that Steve Dombowski puts on, about 32 teams there. So, you know, we playing teams like Reading and Needham and things like that. So just not necessarily NEC teams, because we didn't really have an opportunity to bump into, you know, the Peabody's and the, you know, Swampscott and Winthrop, but, just kind of being able to get a chance to talk with coaches,
yeah,
around the league, and everyone kind of seems like they're having the same struggles.
Yeah.
You know, everyone, you know, just not knowing, you know, big unknown about what the season was going to look like, you know, how we'd handle certain things. And it's always good to run into guys that have been ultra successful in this business and realize that they have a lot of the same struggles and worries that you have.
Well, the guys you mentioned for sure, Brian Elwood, I mean, Elwood, every season the NEC has to go through Tewksbury for some reason or not, you know?
And absolutely.
It's crazy. But it is good to know that, you know, you have the same, struggles, the same concerns and so on across the spectrum. And for your kids, meeting these other kids too, that's got to be a good experience for them.
Absolutely. I mean, you watch a kid, you know, E.J. Perry running his spread offense,
mm-hmm,
over in Andover, and just having your guys see the precision that they run their routes with, watching their quarterback with his foot, because, you know, E.J. is about as good a quarterback coach as you're going to find in this area. So having your kids get a chance to see, you know, that kind of work and preparation and what goes into, you know, it's easy to watch game film and be like, oh, wow, that kid must be really good. But getting a chance to work with those guys in the summer, seeing the, you know, the time that's put in, the precision, just the little mechanics those guys work on, I think it was really good for our guys to kind of see how other programs work and operate. you know, especially programs that have, you know, been successful at a very high level.
Yeah, it's great to see Coach Perry's son predicted to do well again this year, too. I guess he's at Brown now. So,
yes.
It's just a high level of performance and execution. Let me ask you, Steve, a little bit about the final game, because generally speaking, at the end of the Thanksgiving Day game, plus or minus, that carries over, plus or minus, into your, you know, opening of camp before school starts. If you win, okay, you've got a leg up. If you lose, you've got some motivation. Peabody is a strong team. And they were strong in the spring, and I think they're probably even going to be stronger this year. I don't know. I haven't talked with Coach Betancourt. But what do you take away from that for the kids who are remaining with you guys? Because you played Peabody pretty damn tough.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the 2 years that we've been here, we've played them tough, but we just, it's kind of like when we need to make that play, whether it's on offense to keep a drive going or to, you know, convert in the red zone or on defense just to be able to get off, we're having a hard time finding that. So I think for our guys, like, just taking that next step and, you know, with it being these guys' third year in our system, I find that it's, you know, the first year we played them, our big thing was I wanted to make sure that we could walk off that field and let our kids understand, like, hey, we belong on the field with a program that size. And I think we did that our first year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we took our first two drives down inside the red zone, and we ended up hurting ourselves with penalties, coming away with nothing. You know, and that was a big, deciding factor in that football game. So I think for our guys right now, just being able to look at the 2 years that we've played with them, you know, mm-hmm. we hang with that team. We just have to, we have to be better in big moments. And that's those things that we're working into practice. Those are things that our kids are kind of focusing on, of like, you know, it's not about, whether it's not you get the ball, it's about executing assignment, because those breakdowns can happen really anywhere. So it's really focused our guys on, you know, just playing complete football, executing your assignment, executing your role, and, you know, when we get into those big spots with our big rivals, being able to kind of power through and be that team that makes those plays this year.
Well, that kind of thing is fixable, and those are teachable moments that you can bring about, you know, to remind the kids, look, all we had to do was this, or all we had to do was that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Now, that said, in terms of getting started now, how are the numbers, Steve, and where are you at? I'm not going to ask about specific kids yet, because I know that you're putting everything together here, and we'll get into that as the weeks go by, but how are things going in terms of leadership and numbers and stuff like that?
My senior class has been fantastic. You know, they kind of had to have an off season here that's a little bit unprecedented. You know, with the quick turnaround, usually you get a full off season to kind of do stuff and, you know, establish yourself. But they did a great job of, you know, once last season ended, just trying to get guys on board and having everybody. We have a lot of new guys. You know, there was a lot of kids who, you know, last year when we started the football season, we started February 22nd. So mm-hmm. August still was not at school. It was still full remote. So these kids hadn't done a day of actual school yet. So we were able to pick up a lot of kids in our what is now our sophomore class, of kids who just, you know, weren't able to come out, whether it be from, you know, a family decision to not play sports when they weren't in the building or things like that. So we were able to pick up some kids there, but I mean, overall numbers wise, we're pretty much on par with where we've been for the last 2 years. You know, kind of hoping that the new stadium and the new school kind of helps us draw some numbers up, but you know, right now, overall, we're pretty much right where we have been, which it's, you know, I know a lot of schools have taken a big dip in numbers. You know, fortunately, we've been able to stay pretty consistent where we've been over the past couple of years.
When Gloucester High School opened up its new field, we were there. My daughter was a freshman in high school at the time, and it was really exciting for the kids, for everybody in the building, not just for football and football families. Do you anticipate some kind of a grand opening for the stadium this year? And what's the feeling, across the spectrum of the school? Because goodness gracious, Saugus has needed this new field for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, and it's they really didn't cut any corners. It's a fantastic looking facility. You know, we just started practicing in the last week. Our first home game will be September 17th against Northeast Folk. You know, I'm sure there's something planned. I mean, I'm not getting too, you know, involved in stuff like that, because we have a scrimmage tomorrow night. We've got Linfield next Friday. You know, I'm sure that there are things planned for, you know, the first game. They're just things that really, as of right now, with everything that we have to do, it's just something that's not really on
okay.
The,
all right, I get that.
The radar yet.
I'll talk to the AD about that. I totally get that. And, okay, so, again, the first game, you've got Linfield right off the bat?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Yeah, Coach LeMuster over there, we talked during the brief. We were supposed to set something up the season before, whether it was going to be a scrimmage or a game or something like that. But mm-hmm. then, you know, all the schedules got cut down to just league games and things like that. So, you know, Linfield's been a very successful team in this area. It's another Division V team. So it's a team that we could definitely see later on down the road as well. So we were trying to get our schedule filled with, you know, potential playoff matchups so our kids could get used to, just the size and speed of the teams that we're going to be playing when we get to that part of the year. You know, when you look around this area, there haven't been many Division V teams that have been as successful as Linfield's been over the past decade. So it's a huge test for us, but I think it's just one of those games that's a necessary step for us to get this program to the level that we want to get it to.
All right. Great stuff. Very exciting. This is chat with Saugus High School football coach Steve Cummings. Looking forward to more down the road with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.